Kara actually contacted me.
This is Kaylin Andrus, who's a young fashion designer in Brooklyn. She keeps her own blog about her bone cancer treatment.
She sent a link to her blog. I saw that she was going through a really hard time with a lymphoma, and so I wanted to support her, so that's kind of how we got connected. Kara, however, sort of pushed the relationship a little bit further. We were texting and calling, and she really wanted to Skype with me, so we had a couple of Skype conversations. We mainly talked about cancer, but Kara had a whole list of other ailments. She was raped as a young teen and got HIV because of that, and then got a lymphoma as a result of that. So she was going through lymphoma treatment. And the very first time we had a video chat, I would ask her if she's using any antiemetics for her nausea, and she would say no, and that she didn't want to use the anal suppositories, which help a lot of people because you don't throw them up, because she was raped anally at age 5 by her uncle.
Kara was into so-called genderqueer politics, and she hooked up with other radical young women in cyberspace. For example, there was Lauren, who was a student in California, and she became so close to Kara that she ended up having Kara's initials tattooed on her arm. And there was Nikki, who was a young photographer with breast cancer, who had a blog that Kara liked.
She was building a very strong relationship to Nikki based on following her blog, that her and Nikki had sort of attached to each other and were really good friends, spent a lot of time on Skype talking to one another. She had an oxygen tank, oxygen masks, feeding tube, hospital gowns. As Kara's condition got worse, she was doing things like having seizures. At one point, she posted a picture of her seizing. She couldn't breathe or eat or anything. I had heard that she wasn't doing well, or she had texted me, and I had sent a bunch of gifts her way. And then I just didn't hear from her for about a month. And so I logged back in and checked her website, and there was a gigantic disclosure from Lauren saying that everything that Kara had said was a lie. All the details were fake. She's not dying. She's perfectly fine. It's just such a bombshell. And I remember reading it at work and just, I couldn't help but burst into tears because it's just such a hard thing to comprehend. And you're playing with such intense emotions.